Chapter 9, The Loch. "Right, we need to be careful crossing the loch. Follow me and try to keep up," said Scarlet. The ferry started to rise into the air, and they headed out over the water. Kyle thought the crossing was proving to be quite easy. Kyle's thoughts were to be quite wrong. A large wave headed up the loch and just skimmed Kyle's toes. He was nearly dragged into the water.
"Careful!" shouted Scarlet.
"Phew!" said Kyle, just as he saw a huge fish propel itself out of the water and into the air. Its mouth was open, ready to swallow Kyle.
"Oh no!"
shouted Kyle, as he lost his balance and started to fall towards the water. Emily, as quickly as she could, changed direction and caught Kyle before he splatted face first into the loch.
"Quick, we need to get higher," shouted Scarlet. "That fish will catch us unless we get ourselves some height."
The fish took another leap at Kyle and Emily, narrowly missing them. Amber spied a boat floating in the loch and directed the rest of her party towards it. Amber, Violet and Scarlet landed safely on the boat and watched in horror as Emily and Kyle approached in a rather erratic fashion. They looked like they were going to crash. Scarlet grabbed some fairy dust and blew it into the air, and Emily and Kyle slowed to a virtual halt. They floated gently onto the boat, much to everyone's relief.
"Thanks," said Emily. "I thought we were done for there."
Kyle was badly shaken and felt out of breath, but he was determined to keep going. However, just at that moment, the boat tilted to one side, which sent the fairies falling backwards onto their bottoms. The boat lurched from side to side as the shape of a man dressed in diving gear hauled himself into the boat. The fairies all lay in a heap beside a coil of rope and watched as the man removed his face mask as he moved towards the cabin. The boat's engine started as black smoke plumed into the air. The boat started to head towards the shore on the far side of the loch, much to the relief of Scarlet.
"This is great. We might be a bit battered and bruised, but we're in one piece and the boat is going our way," said Scarlet.
The little red boat approached the mooring, and Scarlet thought it was a good opportunity to jump off before the diver spied them. One by one, they jumped from the rope onto the side of the boat and ashore, where they hid behind a collection of fishing rods.
"I can't believe we've made it. That was scary," said Emily.
"Piece of cake," lied Kyle.